Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's really interesting that human beings have existed on Earth for many, many, many years. And there are so many problems that we've overcome, so many solutions that we've invented. However, we still struggle so much with the relationships that are most important to us. We really do struggle to navigate them. I mean, now we're getting very close to figuring out machines that are about to land us on other planets, right? And I mean, saying it like this, I know I sound like I'm saying that we've all figured out, like every individual on Earth is smart enough to create a rocket that launches out into space. But that's not really the point. When we talk about human civilization and the things that we've invented to better our lives, we're talking about the fact that where is the Elon Musk of relationships, right? He was someone who managed to build electric vehicles, a chip that you can plant into your brain and literally control computers around you. Someone who invented, who's now working on private spaceships, basically at this point, right? But rockets that go out into space and are able to deliver items out into space. And also just looking at Starlink, literally the internet from outer space. Where is the Elon Musk version of that? And I know Elon Musk is not the most popular person right now, particularly in South Africa, but the point I'm trying to make is we've solved so many problems as human beings. Even when you look at the medical industry as well, we've come up with ways of dealing with some of the most complicated of viruses, diseases and sicknesses. People are now able, we've even able to cure some forms of blindness. Obviously not all of them, but we're able to fix some kind of blindnesses, right? And it really makes you wonder that are human beings paying enough attention and learning and reading and studying how to have healthier relationships? Because the one thing I refuse to believe, and I don't know about you, I refuse to believe that having good, healthy relationships is something that's just out of our reach as human beings. And I think the thing that really makes it so hard is that it is very challenging when you have individuals who are rational and who are independent thinkers having to come together and build a functioning, cohesive, healthy relationship, especially because also our views have become so different, right? We don't all share the same values. We don't all share the same views, which is absolutely fine. But when you go back to the Bible, and I think this is very essential when it comes to building relationships, where the Bible says, "Be ye of one mind." Now, this is talking to the body, not necessarily within the context of a relationship. But I think what, to some extent, what you can apply to the body, you can apply especially within the context of a relationship. Being of one mind, knowing each other and being for one another to such an extent that you move as one. I mean, we see it in soccer teams. We see it in sports, right? Where teams function as one because the goal that they have is one goal. But of course, when you look at it within the context of a relationship, take, for example, a soccer team. They know that their entire goal as a team is to score more goals, pun intended, right? They have that objective in mind. Whereas as a couple, there are so many nuances to the goals that you have, right? Where you need to work on your finances, you need to plan your future in terms of where you're going to live, you need to pay your bills, you need to make sure that you visit your friends and you entertain those relationships, balance that with your work life and also have a relationship with your in-laws. I mean, if you have children, then there's that complication, and also work on your studies as well. If you want to be continue earning better and better. All of those dynamics play such a huge role in shaking whatever tower you're building, you know, in that way you're trying to stabilize your relationship. And therefore, it's a far more complicated relationship to establish, as opposed to, for example, having the relationship between you and your boss. The dynamics are pretty clear. They're your boss. They tell you what to do. And even though you're going to cut corners here and there, even though you might not fully do it to how they visualized it, but you're going to get it done, right? You're going to get it done because you know that they said it. And this is why there's hierarchy within the workplace. And there's clear objectives being set. But within a household and within a home, there are so many complications. You guys have different, I mean, you find that you and your partner have different views in terms of what time should we go to bed? What time should the kids go to bed? What time do we eat lunch? How early do we wake up and clean up the house? I mean, there's just so many challenges. And to be quite honest, I want to make it clear right now that I'm not going to try and answer all of these questions, because if we can list some of the most impactful or the most important challenges faced within a relationship, first of all, I want you to ask yourself that question, but it's also going to be the question that we ask ourselves, like, what are the most challenging factors within any relationship, the most common challenges? Now, I know that there are the common ones, and some of us may already be thinking of cheating, maybe money. Some people struggle a lot when children are around, just the chaos that happens around the house. But let's zoom into some of the most essential or impactful challenges within a relationship, and why does that happen, right? So you have communication issues, where I think one of the reasons why we get these issues, or we have these issues present, is because many of us grow up without our spouses, right? We grow up in a household where you develop communication habits, even within your friendship groups. You develop communication habits that are not suitable for building a successful relationship. And at the same time, you don't unlearn those habits, right? You don't go to a communications expert or therapy in order to learn some of the bad communication traits that you learned in the past. And let's also look at the trust and betrayal concerns, where your partner makes a mistake, or maybe your partner is a person. So we need to separate this one, where we look at a partner who sincerely makes a mistake that leads to you not trusting them, or you find that someone else that you were in a relationship with, or maybe you grew up in a context where someone was untrustworthy, and then you took that lack of trust and you brought it into your current relationship. There's also issues that revolve around finances, where you notice that your partner just isn't managing finances well, and that causes a lot of distress and a lot of discomfort within a relationship, right? Or maybe you find in the issue of having children, where the partner, one of them is not as involved in taking care of the kids, or maybe the other is a bit too lenient and causes the kids to cause a row or a ruckus, and they're not as disciplined when it comes to the kids within the family. But I also want to talk about more universal issues, right? Or focus on the more universal issues instead of focusing on things like having kids, because some couples are not yet there. Some couples choose not to have kids. Some forces are actually very external. The ones that affect your relationship are external, such as family or societal expectations. So I come from a context where, for example, within the context of being a Black African, there are things like lobola, things where you'll go to church and find that they're pressurizing you or pressuring you to have kids by a certain age. There's financial pressures, and also pressures that come from your family as well. Now, we could list and more. I mean, also with just the issue of leadership within the family, right? Or within a relationship, like, who takes charge of what, and how do we support one another instead of stressing one another within the issues that we, within the different offices that we operate with some degree of leadership. Like, do I manage the finances? Do I manage the domestic things, the cleaning the home, making sure that everything is taken care of in that regard? Maybe, you know, all of those things lead to causing a lot of stress within a relationship. And the solution that I'm not going to necessarily give solution. First of all, I want to raise awareness to these issues. And I want to speak to the fact that you should never consider yourself immune. Like, you should never say, the person I'm going to be with might have those issues, but I know I don't have them. That is a very, very dangerous mistake to make. To not look within yourself and identify what issues you might bring into a relationship, especially when you're young, because you have not yet had enough tension, relationship tension within the context of a relationship that will reveal your flaws, that will reveal your own issues. So this is a very, very important thing to note, right? And I would love to get into these issues in like individually and sort of just dissect how you can overcome them. But I think it will definitely have to be left for another show or for another episode or another time. For now, I think these you need to meditate on, read up on them, find a therapist that can help you navigate them. And I think more importantly, use these to measure yourself and identify which one of these issues might you have. And remember that with communication skills specifically, the one who communicates too much and the one who communicates too little, both of you have an issue. You need to communicate enough and find a balance that works for the relationship and not necessarily for either one of you, but the one that is most conducive for the thriving of the relationship.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.